How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. It is AEW Dynasty happening tonight. Like now. It's happening now as you're listening to this. We got AEW Dynasty to talk. And I have to tell you something. I'm going to leave a little teaser here, but tonight is going to set up everything that will happen at All In, okay? I'm going to leave that there. These next three pay-per-views, Dynasty, Double or Nothing, and All In, are going to be very, very important to this company. And we're going to talk about it today. We're going to give you every possible path that they could take here. With who the champion is, who the champions will be going into Double or Nothing, who the champions are going to be going into All In. I'm going to speculate a little. I'm not going to ruin everything for you guys, even if I know something. People get upset when I do that. So we're going to have fun today. We're going to talk about this. I'm going to run down that card. We also have WrestleMania next week. The card has been made official. Yikes, this WrestleMania. Yikes, this Pat McAfee. I got to tell you, the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is Brock Lesnar and Obafemi. That is my main event. That's really what I want to see. Listen, everything else is cool too. I'm into Randy, and I'm very interested in this Pat McAfee, Randy Orton, and CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Cody Minaj, I would say. I don't know what's going on there. Everybody's intertwined. I could say that word on the radio. It's French. Nothing wrong with that. Guys, we're going to talk about this and a whole lot more today. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We got AEW Dynasty happening tonight. A few short hours. Or an hour, depending on what time you're listening to this. Very excited for the show for a number of reasons. But before we go into that, because that's going to take up a lot of time, I want to talk about what's going on with WWE and address. It's interesting because generally people are very tribal when it comes to this stuff. I don't know why. I'm not. I just like good wrestling. I don't care what promotion it is. I don't care what country you're wrestling in. AAA is one of my favorite promotions right now. It's incredible. Really fun stuff. I'm enjoying it. I don't know what's going on the WWE side. They have done some very odd moves here. The main events are intertwined. Pat McAfee. We didn't do a show last week because it was Easter. By the way, Christos Anesti to all my Greek friends. Followers. It's Greek Easter today. It's Orthodox Easter. Did you know that, MJ? My entire neighborhood.
I did because your co-host on the other show, I did a show with him this week, and he did mention it to me.
Well, is he not allowed to be mentioned? Is Rich Stambolian of the Mat Men podcast that airs live on Fridays on the Mat Men YouTube channel not allowed to be mentioned here? Is that what you're saying?
No. I just figured I would just kind of brush over it, but yes. Yes,
today's Greek Easter, so very busy today. My entire neighborhood. I mean, I've gone back. It's actually unbelievable. There's spits of lamb just being cooked on an open fire all around my neighborhood. My entire neighborhood smells incredible. It's unbelievable.
That's AEW fantastic.
Dynasty tonight. I want to let's go into WWE because I haven't spent enough time on this Pat McAfee stuff. People are torn about this. He's feuding with CM Punk, right? That's what we've gotten from this. He's in the main event picture for Cody and Randy, but he's feuding with CM Punk.
So here's my quick take on it. I wonder if CM Punk did one of his just kind of inserted his thoughts on the whole thing in and... When he did it in such a big way that all of a sudden, yeah, now the focus is on him and not what it should be. I don't know, part of the problem.
They're doing this work shoot thing that WWE really doesn't do that much anymore.
Well, Punk used to do
he called him, what did he call him? Pat McAfee. He called him Pat McAfee. They went, there was a bunch of back and forth happening.
Just referring to that Monday night promo, right?
Monday. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm very curious what they do with this. I'm very curious because I don't think the CM Punk and Roman stuff needed to be muddied. I thought they had a pretty solid program here. And they already established the points of this, right? CM Punk is old, but he's there. He's a jerk. Nobody wanted him there. They asked Roman if he could come back. Roman was the guy, but Roman's not there anymore. You know, they've established all of that, and I'm interested in the match. I thought the Cody and Randy stuff needed some help, but I thought 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, when they did that bloody beatdown of Cody, it really reinvigorated that match.
Right.
So Pat McAfee being injected in this was odd. Now, we've heard the rumors as to why, right? This is Ari Emanuel's call, which I don't know. They're obviously planning something here. I don't know. By the way, they were in San Jose. Our very own Dave Meltzer was there. Did you see that?
I didn't see that he was actually there, but it makes sense.
Dave was there, and some idiot on the internet recorded him and started talking trash. I had to come to Dave's defense here. He said he's too old to be watching wrestling. You know how many 60-year-olds are watching wrestling? You know how many 70-year-olds are watching wrestling? Their entire audience is old.
So many people are my age that still watch it or older than me, so I get it.
You're like 400 years old, dude. You're from the center of the earth. But here's the problem from where you come from. You know how there's a delay, like light years away? Like some planets, if they had the ability to see us, they would only see dinosaurs. You're still watching Mid-South.
Yes. Yeah.
The time that it hasn't, the light has not reached wherever you're from. It's still, we're still in 86. Mm-hmm. Bill Watts is running wild.
Yes.
On SmackDown, Rhea Ripley opened up SmackDown, calling out Jade Cargill. You know, this match, it's a nice visual match. By the way, Rhea made a comment about her size and her appearance. Did you see this? Because people have been talking about how much she has slimmed down over the last year or two. And she said it's because of her back. Her back can't carry that weight. She has a back problem.
It makes sense.
It's unsustainable. It's so I tell people this all the time. Like, maintaining that size, especially if you're a lady. Listen, I'm not going to get into men versus women thing here, right? But especially if you're a lady, it is very taxing to carry that size, especially if you're not naturally framed like that. You know, Rhea is incredible. Even at the size, she's incredible. She's still big.
Yeah,
but
she doesn't need to be huge. She's fine. She's
I like that.
She's
I mean,
shredded.
She was monstrous.
Looks good, right?
She was monstrous in NXT, even when she came up. Mm-hmm. But it's hard. It's really hard. So that program's continuing. Io comes out to the ring. Says that she wants Jade tonight, even though she's not 100%. I'm just going to skip a little bit here because there was a lot of stuff here. So Pat McAfee comes out. He addresses San Jose with a naughty word that I can't say that MG crossed out on my notes, which I really appreciate.
So you wouldn't say
I read
it.
Everything. I'm like Anchorman. I'll read it. If it's written in front of me, I'll read it. He says that he was the hero in this entire thing. He then insults CM Punk, calling him a fraud after Punk's promo. He decided to call... this is the best, okay? You ready for this? Pat McAfee says... So CM Punk cuts this, like, shooty, worky promo on Raw, right? And he's like, and lower the ticket prices, you know? Pat McAfee comes out and says he spoke to Ram Trucks. Chrysler. He's on the direct line with Lee Iacocca, apparently.
Jeez.
You're a Detroit boy. See, you get it.
McAfee
says,
never knew that would be a reference, but okay.
A Lee Iacocca reference on Wrestling Observer Live? Has that ever happened in the history, the 20-something-year history of the show? Has Dave Meltzer ever brought up Lee Iacocca? You know what? I guarantee you, it's Lee Iacocca's written somewhere in one of the Observers where he attended a Detroit match somewhere. He attended a big-time wrestling event. He says that Ram Truck is helping him, and they're giving 25% off the Saturday show tickets from now to Monday.
Not Saturday.
Not Sunday, because that's too much money.
I could care less about Sunday, man.
I could care less about your ticket sales on Sunday. But Saturday, we're going to juice it. I don't, this is nutty. I have never in my life seen them do discount prices in promos on WWE TV like that. Has that ever happened?
So different now. No,
listen,
it's a new
dude,
world,
it's CM Punk's, it's CM, it's literally the promo that Punk caught on Max. He goes, when you're done with here, because remember the bidding war of 2024?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's someone that we know that came up with it, but we can't talk about. It's a buy one, get one half off. You know, they're doing it. So ironic. It's hysterical to me. So they announced this sale. Eventually, Cody would come out until Pat, he told Pat to go home, and he called him a play wrestler. I think Pat's a fine wrestler. I think he's good. It's all play. All right. Eventually, Lorden comes out and dragging Jelly Roll. When we come back, I want to talk about this Jelly Roll and a whole lot more. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. I want to pick up where we left off. Jelly Roll. MG, my producer. By the way, I haven't reminded you guys. If you can, follow me on X, at Andrew Zarian. Everything you need to know is there. MG, what do you make of the celebrityhood of WrestleMania? Does it bother you? Because a lot of people are bothered, and I understand why they're bothered by this. I don't understand why they're surprised. They've done this forever. And
this
was always Vince's vision, where you have, you know, if Vince McMahon could, he would have had all the celebrities and all the wrestling matches.
Celebrities part of WrestleMania is not a new thing. It's the way they're doing it this year that's bugging people. And it's not like huge celebrities. I mean, Jelly Roll's a huge
musician.
No,
you got
musician.
Jelly Roll. You got Pat McAfee. Mm. But Pat's there, right?
Let's
remove
Pat's
him.
Pat's been there. And he's
you got
been
Jelly
on
Roll.
TV.
You have Lil Yachty. Right?
And then you have iShow Speed.
You got iShow Speed.
In some ways, Logan Paul. They're calling that the social media match.
I guess.
Whatever.
No, I mean, listen, but it's they're a mainstream product. Okay, they're a super mainstream product. This is not niche wrestling anymore. This is what they want.
And also, this week on ESPN, if you're going to ESPN for your sports news, spoiler alert, you're getting less because they're going to be all about
all
WrestleMania.
Oh, I know. I've already heard it from people.
Every show, every show.
Like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
listen, man, if you want to know, I'm going to tell you right now, Tiffany Stratton versus Sabrina Carpenter is a WrestleMania main event in their eyes, right? That's a WrestleMania main event. That's what they want. They want that. They want the Sabrina Carpenters. They want the Bad Bunnies. They want all of them.
I'm surprised they haven't pulled for Simone Biles yet or someone like that.
Maybe they have. Maybe they've tried it.
They probably
yeah, Jacob
have,
Fatu.
Actually, now that I think about
yeah,
it.
Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga. Jacob won via pinfall. After the match, Drew attacks Fatu and handcuffs him. And he said something that was very odd. Did you hear what he said?
I missed it. I'm sorry. I missed it.
He said something along the line. I don't have the quote in front of me, and don't quote me. It was something like back in chains where you belong, or like chains like
yeah,
your ancestors.
Because
something in...
Because the promo, he did a vignette earlier in the show where he was behind bars and he was talking about him being locked up and he was a criminal and that's where he should be. So
people took it very differently. I don't think people saw it or heard that. I think in the vacuum of him saying it, people were very much outraged. They didn't understand why he would say that.
See, this is the problem with clip farming, right?
That is the problem with clip farming.
Well, clips online. And they everything's taken out of context. You kind of got to watch the show to get it.
Yeah. Sami Zayn addressed the crowd, and it was mostly boos. Trick Williams interrupted to a huge, huge reaction in San Jose. He was accompanied by his hype man, Little Yachty. Are you a Little Yachty fan? Do you listen to Little Yachty?
Sure, every day.
Every day. Thank you. Thank you. He's your exact demo for music.
I got to tell you, the way they're doing this, this almost has to be a double turn at Mania, right?
It seems like it.
Zayn has to go heel. He's getting booed. And Trick Williams is so over.
I have to tell you this. I'm going to tell you something. He is very special. Trick is, there's something, you know, when you talk about the guys that have come up, you know, the kids say aura, right? Aura.
Right.
He has aura. He has something. He has it. It just, if they could get it right, he could be a humongous, humongous star for that company. I hope it happens. I want to see all these guys succeed.
Actually,
Trick Williams defeated Matt Cardona. You got Danhausen's first match,
and then your main event. Your main event.
Excuse my main event. My main event. Danhausen versus Kit Wilson. Keep doing it. Second time. 3 weeks in a row, I've called this poor man Kit Williams every time I read Wilson. Danhausen defeated Kit Wilson via pinfall after he cursed him. And what he did, he cursed the ring post. And the ring post exploded with pyro. Kit drops down, does a straddle on it, falls. And Danhausen, what's his finish? Like a running halua kick?
Yeah, just a kick.
Like a running big kick?
Yep.
And he went for a pin. He cursed him and he won. All right. Main event. Biggest star in that company right now for me.
I don't know if they need to be using the magic as component that much. They can still use it. So we'll see. He's going to be all over Mania, isn't he?
Oh, Danhausen. Yeah. 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 I would. You know, listen, they're never going to bring Vince back. Okay. Or never say never. I don't know. But if there was ever a backstage segment that I would want to see, is Vince McMahon seeing Danhausen for the first time. What the hell is that? I love him. Danhausen's the greatest guy, greatest character ever made. I don't care. I don't care what you say to me. Better than everybody. Better than Tully. Better than Arn. Better than Flair.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Better than all of them. The greatest. Two different... Okay, Jade defeated Io Sky, because I want to get through this because there's so much to talk about here, right? Jade defeated Io Sky. Io sold her ribs the entire match. Jade tried to use a chair, but Rhea will come out and make the save. SmackDown next week. Andre, yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, they haven't announced Io Sky versus Asuka, which everybody is saying is the missing match on Sunday night, because there's only 6 matches scheduled for Sunday. But apparently they were waiting to see who on injuries, Nikki Bella's injury being one, if the Kabuki Warriors had to replace her, replace the Bellas, and then I wondered if maybe that injury to Liv Morgan, did you see that nut on her head?
Oh my God, that they bumped noggins.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they did that segment during the day and then they held off, booking the match officially in case they had to put Io Sky in
that.
That
looked nasty. That was a bad. That's a big lump on her head. She looks fine this weekend.
She's traveling. She's not. Yeah. She was at. I know she was at Coachella yesterday.
She was
she's
in Palm Springs.
So
yeah, she's in Palm Springs.
I'm assuming she
in the desert.
Yeah. So I'm assuming she's fine and she'll be fine for Mania. So that don't have to worry about that. But
yeah,
hopefully they do that Asuka Io Sky match. Anywho.
Next week on SmackDown, you got the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. You got MFTs versus the Wyatts in an 8-man tag, and Raw and SmackDown stars will appear. We got a lot of stuff going on here for WrestleMania.
I wish they would put the Battle Royals the last half an hour of the pre-show. We don't need 2 hours of chatting. Like, just do a Battle Royal to kind of get everybody's in their seats and going before you start the main show.
You had a UFC show last night. He had a UFC show last night, and it was also announced that Gable Steveson has signed with the UFC. And he's going to be making his debut. What did they say his debut was going to be? UFC 329. Fight week.
Yeah. The big summer show they do every year. Yep.
He's been training with John Jones. So, I don't know. You know, he's interesting. He's very interesting. I don't know if he's going to like getting punched in the face.
Well, no one likes getting punched in the face. It's how you, I know, how but you some, deal no, with it.
Some of these guys don't mind it. You know? I don't know. It's a very different game. I'm surprised he's not doing RAF. Because that stuff has been great stuff. Really good wrestling.
But the, he is. He's signed there, too.
He signed there too. I know, but I would have imagined he would have just stayed there. I don't think he.
Well,
okay. Let's see what he could do.
Something called money.
Yeah, something called money. Exactly. Exactly. El Grande Americano issues a mask versus mask match against the original Grande Americano. This is going to take place at the next big event for AAA on May 30th. This is good stuff. I'm telling you, AAA's been really good wrestling. That's the beauty about this. You have options.
You know
everywhere.
What it reminds me of? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the old NXT shows. 1 hour, in, out. You can watch it.
In and comes out, on at, dude. Gone. Gone.
It comes
and it
on
feels big.
At 10 o'clock. Yeah, the crowds are so hot. It just makes it electric. I think Corey
That's
Graves
you
does
need
a great
different.
Job.
Corey Graves does do a great job. I have to say, you know, when you it's all about formatting, right? Like the Raw and SmackDown format is so calculated for.
Played out. Yeah. It's
and we've seen
you
it
and I
forever.
This year have been Yeah, we've been watching wrestling for how many ever years we've been watching, and it changes slightly or it changes a little bit, but they always go back to this format.
Dude, I've been watching wrestling since I was 5 years old. For 40 mm-hmm. some odd years. 37 years I've been watching wrestling. You know, you kind of get into this pattern of like the same exact thing. But I like that they're doing different stuff here. I'm into this. You know, that's the positive here. That's why AEW is so appealing to me. Because it's different. It's not the same. That's why ECW was so appealing. That's why all these other promotions were so appealing. TNA had a pay-per-view last night. A lot of people were talking about it. They're still trucking along. They're doing decent on TV. When we come back, we're going to spend a lot of time here on this. AEW Dynasty. Starting soon. Zero Hour. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. AEW Dynasty. Live on pay-per-view in a few short minutes here. Let's talk about this. 0 Hour. You have Divine Dominion. For the AEW World Tag Titles against Hayan and Maya World. Hayan and Maya World. This is on the pre-show. Alex Windsor versus Marina Shafir. And you have the AEW National Champion. Jack Perry against Mark Davis. I like Mark Davis a lot. I like this guy. He has something. I like him a lot. I don't know. Jack Perry will probably retain this. Alex Windsor, Marina. I think Marina goes over, and obviously Divine Dominion maintains the titles here. All right, so we're going to ebb and flow through this, okay? There's a lot of movement happening here because this is setting up a lot of things for Double or Nothing, and Double or Nothing will set up for All In. MG, I want your opinion on these matches. AEW World Tag Team Championship on the line. FTR against Cope and Hope. Cope and Hope. Hope.
I kind of like it.
Cope and Hope. He should be Christian Hope.
Oh,
Cope
dear.
And Hope. Well, I'm hoping nobody gets hurt here, but this is, you know, people are saying this is leading up to some wacky match at Double or Nothing.
Oh.
Do they do a ladders, tables, and whatever they want to call it match?
Oh, man. I would not be surprised if that's the way they go. That scares me.
Because the Bucks are facing Okada and Takeshita, and this is a can they coexist match. Later in the show, yeah. This is a coexist match, and the likelihood of them coexisting is slim for Okada and Takeshita. So this is setting up Okada Takeshita at, I don't know if it's Double or Nothing, but
Double. Well, it is Double or Nothing because Don Callis said as much on
it
on
is Double
Dynamite
or Nothing, yes.
Week.
Yeah.
So, he said if you guys tag team, you guys can face each other at Double or Nothing.
Yeah, so that'll be the big match for the international title, which, dude, I'm going to be there. It's in my backyard, Double or Nothing. I'm going, I'm there all the time, right? You see my jersey. You see my shirt. My terrible New York Mets. Luke Weaver really messed up yesterday, I'm just saying.
Okay,
no wonder Yankees got rid of him. I'm sorry. This is not baseball. That's my next show. I'm doing a baseball show on the New York Mets and how terrible they are and how this is a love-hate relationship that I've had with them my entire life. You got number one contendership match. I want you guys to pay attention to this, okay? What I'm saying to you here. I want you guys to listen. Are you listening, MJ?
I'm listening.
I'm very curious about this match. When is the number one contender facing the champion? I want to ask, when does that happen?
Does it happen at, is it going to be at Double or Nothing? Or is it going to be on a show leading up on Dynamite?
Could it be on Wednesday? Could it be on Wednesday? I want you guys to pay attention to this match. This is very important, this match. I had put out a tweet a while ago about the AEW World title picture and how it's going to be very interesting here, how they do this. I'm very interested in this match. Very, very interested in this match. Andrade, Darby Allin, this should be, it's going to be a Darby match. He's going to get thrown around all over the place. Andrade is going to be sexy and kiss a lady. And then people are going to lose their minds over it. I'm not giving you guys any spoilers today, okay? But I'm very interested in this match. I'll say it again. Everybody with me. On 3, 2, 1. I'm very interested in this match. AEW World Women's Championship on the line. Thekla and Jamie Hayter. Thekla is coming on her own. I mean, she looks incredible now. I was a little worried about this woman, the Spider Woman. When she came in, I hope this works because she's so good. You know, and a lot of times it's not the talent. The talent could pivot really easily. It's how they're being booked and written for. And I think they've done a tremendous job with the ladies in AEW recently. I think there's a lot of things happening, and I could see RJ City's fingerprints all over it. And I have to tell you, he is masterful at this stuff.
I don't think
people realize how good he is, as many others do. Yes.
Did you see the promo that Thekla cut on Dynamite?
Yes, I did.
Everybody thought she was drunk. And she started talking about Jamie Hayter, and then she started dressing down Lexi Nair, who was doing the interview, and told her she was going to wine and dine her.
I'm going to wine and dine and she, you. Is that a threat? Because I want to be wined and dined.
Fingers on a stage.
What is she, a promoter in New York? I'm going to wine and dine you, then drag you to a strip club? And make you spend $12,000? Who does she think she is?
That cracked me up. I'm like, what is this promo?
Yeah, Thekla. I like her. She's wacky. Thekla versus Jamie Hayter. Thekla, I guess Thekla should retain this.
Jamie's
great,
too.
But I think Thekla's on a roll right now. TNT Championship. Casino Gauntlet. Now, Kyle Fletcher's hurt. I don't know how long he'll be out, but he's hurt.
Sounds like a minute. Sounds like it's going to be a few months.
A minute,
least.
Yeah. So it's so unfortunate, especially when you're going to, you know, a mega, like their WrestleMania. I hope he can make it in some capacity. I don't know what. Just be there. You got the Casino Gauntlet for the TNT Championship. You got Tommaso Ciampa and Roosh announced who are going to be starting it. Put it back on Ciampa. Give him that title.
Oh, I would love that. I said on Mat Men the other day that I loved everything. The presentation of Tommaso Ciampa on this in AEW has been, to me, superb.
Yes.
The
music. I think the title coming off of him was odd, but I know that they wanted to play that hot potato to get it off of, you know, they needed to move that title around. I think they should put the title on him. But if you really look at this roster, right, you have a bunch of these guys in the middle.
Right.
That you could really do something tremendous with. And just like how the Cruisers were in WCW, 96, 97, 97 especially, those Cruisers, you know, you have such talent. Have these titles go back and forth between them. Have Ricochet, Tommaso Ciampa, Rouge, Andrade, you know, depending on who's in the mix in the top and the middle. There's so much great talent there that you could really make it a thing where, like, okay, this is the wrestling match, just like how you would have it on Nitro. It is really interesting, right? Like, Tony is my generation of wrestling.
Right.
Tony and I and Tony and me and Tony, best of pals. we watched the same wrestling growing up. We watched it, and so I find it not comical, but I find his, I'm so intrigued on his, like, wrestling psychology, because I see it because I grew up reading about this on the forums, how he positions these matches. Like, his, I always say I could watch a Danielson 3-hour marathon match with anybody. Just like Danielson style matches all day, all night. I have a style. I love that cruiser style of the 90s. Not even talking about high flight, like a Dean Malenko. I could watch Dean Malenko all day long. I could watch a Tommaso Ciampa all day long. I could watch Ricochet's a high flyer, but these are such talented wrestlers that you could really create this buzz around them. They don't need to be in the main event picture. Will Tommaso Ciampa be AEW World Champion? I don't know. Does he have to be? I don't think so. Roosh, will he be? I don't know. Does he have to be? I don't think so. You got Chris Jericho. Talk about champions. You got Chris Jericho returning last week to AEW. Everybody thought he was going to WWE. Everybody thought he'd be in that Rumble. I can tell you that something did fall apart there. Because people that I spoke to in WWE were very, they were certain that he was going. This was December, January. I think when that story came out, go ahead.
What do you think of him bringing back the list? A WWE gimmick that he rarely recycles gimmicks, if ever.
Do you know, I'm gonna tell you something. I want to rush through this car because we're running out of time. I will tell you something. I was on the phone with somebody from there, okay? Mm-hmm. And I said, and I was just like, we were just casually speaking, okay? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, there's so much you could do. You could bring back the list. And somebody from there was like, oh, no. Jericho doesn't recycle gimmicks like that. There's no way he's bringing the list, and he brought the list back. this was literally like the day before he did it.
I don't know if that's a one-off or if that's going to be thing. We'll see.
No, I think it should be a one-off. Mm-hmm. Maybe he should go in and out of all of them. Like, he's become like he's lost his mind. He's Y2J. He's
that
Jericho.
That.
He's Lionheart. Mm-hmm. He goes back and forth. Like, every time he's having a case of split identity here. You got the Young Bucks, Okada, Takeshita. I think the story is going to be, can they coexist here? And they will not be able to coexist. And the Bucks will become number one contenders. And FTR says no, because there's some wacky ending. And you now have a tables, ladders, and chairs, oh my, match at Double or Nothing. That's my prediction. I don't know anything about that. That's just me speculating.
Prediction or hope, but both are good.
Hope. Hope. My cope. It's my cope.
Oh, dear.
Young Bucks, we said that. Never mind. AEW Trios Championship, the Dogs versus the Conglomeration. The Dogs.
By the way, they did win last night on Collision. They won the titles.
Yes.
And then now the Conglomeration are taking them on.
Conglomeration.
And there's with the mystery partner they were talking to last night. So I'm guessing it's Kyle O'Reilly is the third guy.
But all right, cool.
It could also be Ishii.
Very possible.
Which I would love if it were him.
Very possible, too. You got AEW Continental Championship on the line. No, it's not on the line. Is it on the line? It's not on the line.
Yep. Yes, it is.
It is on the line. Do you remember when I said it's on the line and everybody told me I am dead wrong and that title is not on the line? Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know what you got. I may have manifested this to happen. It's on the line. Jon Moxley, Will Ospreay. Give it to Ospreay, dude. Give him that title. And you got the World Championship. MJF, Kenny Omega. Huh. I don't know where they go.
Retaining. Yeah.
MJF retains. Okay.
Well, they did something weird on TV this week where Kenny took the ring. So if that ring's playing somehow into this.
Yeah. That fakakta ring. It's Yiddish, what I just said, okay? All right, we'll see. I think you could go both ways. You could go MJF. You could go Kenny. I mean, really, the story is Will Ospreay, right? It's Will Ospreay. That's where we're going. We'll see. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Back after this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Final segment of the show. I'm going to play a game here, MG. You're involved. We got 2 minutes here. I'm going to rapid fire these matches for Dynasty, and you're going to tell me who wins what. You ready?
Go.
Jack Perry, Mark Davis.
Jack Perry.
Okay. FTR, Cage, and Cope.
FTR retains.
Ooh, okay. Andrade and Darby.
I'm going to go with Darby.
I thought you were going to pass this one. Thekla and Jamie Hayter.
Thekla retains.
Okay. We're going to make this. This is going to be a thing we do all the time now. Casino Gauntlet. Who wins? We don't know who the participants are, but who do you think?
TBA. I don't think.
Okay.
It's either Tommaso or it's whoever's last.
Turnbuckle Al. Got it. Jericho Ricochet.
Jericho.
I'm going Second Ricochet. Okay. Return. Okay. Young Bucks, Okada, Takeshita.
Young Bucks.
Okay. The trios had Dogs. The Dogs versus the
Dogs
Conglomeration.
Retain.
Dogs retain. Jon Moxley, Will Ospreay for the Continental.
Oh, this is a... I gotta say, I'm going to say Moxley.
Moxley? Okay,
some,
you know what?
Some
That's interesting.
Stuff.
Okay. MJF, Kenny Omega, world title.
MJF retains. I think I already said that, but yeah.
MJF retains. All right. I'm going to say one more. Did I say this already? Keep your eyes on Wednesday. Did I say that yet or no?
Mm-hmm.
I did not say that.
No.
I think Wednesday is going to be very telling. Wednesday's going to be very interesting. I'll leave it at that. Guys, enjoy the show tonight. Enjoy the pay-per-view. Tweet me throughout the pay-per-view at Andrew Zarian. We'll be back next week with another Wrestling Observer Live WrestleMania edition. Bye-bye for now.